You know, one of the most interesting poets that you bring up in the book is Vicente García Huidobro. You include him in the Neo-Baroque in part because of his use of irony. A phrase you use in the book is the dialectic of unsayability, which is related to that. And also there's this this notion of there is a Baroque irony and then there's a Latin American Neo-Baroque irony, and a romantic irony and a Baroque or Neo-Baroque sense of irony. Maybe you can go into that and tell us a little bit about Huidobro.
Yes. So in Huidobro, what we find is in these seven cantos, what we find is similar to what we were talking about with Borges, is the construction of a world and then the crumbling of a world. That was the last canto in Huidobro, in Alta Sor. We see language crumbling down. We are left only with sounds, with the basic elements of language, which is pure sounds, syllables. So there is a similar dialectic in Huidobro to that of Quevedo in Lisi Canta Sola, to the Ambassadors, where we see this contrast between the possibility of meaning and the impossibility of meaning. And when I talk about romantic irony as opposed to Baroque irony, the contrast would be that in romantic irony could be understood as a stepping back, stepping away from what you're doing, even laughing at what you're doing. And it's a stylistic choice, romantic irony. But Baroque irony, it's more than style. It's a worldview. It's a way of approaching literature. So it's not just the stepping back from your writing. It's just understanding that writing itself, it's anti-writing. So this dialectic of unsayability has to do with my concept of Baroque irony, because it's not just stepping back or contradicting yourself or looking at yourself from different perspectives. It's the very notion of understanding that writing itself is anti-writing. Mm-hmm. It's not writing, it's not communicating, it's the impossibility of language.
But it's the best thing we have. You know? And it's funny, I have this feeling that I am able to articulate in writing or speaking about 8% of what I intuit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my feeling. Yeah. People say you're a very articulate person. It's like maybe 8% is what it feels like to me.
Yeah. And I love, I heard an interview, Charlie Rose interview to Paul Auster recently. And Paul Auster said, writing shows you how stupid you are.
Yeah.
And if Paul Auster says that, you know, what do I have left?
Or as the poet said, when he meets a young poet, if they say, I have so much to say, he's disappointed. But if they say, I have so much to learn, then he thinks the person has some potential.
Yeah.
There's a passage from Huidobro here, maybe reading it in Spanish.
Okay.
And if you like, read it in English, or I could read it. But I think that way people get a sense of kind of the material that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good passage, you think?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Y voy andando a caballo en mi muerte, voy pegado a mi muerte como un pájaro al cielo, como una flecha en el árbol que crece, como un nombre en la carta que envío, voy pegado a mi muerte, voy por la vida pegado a mi muerte, apoyado en el bastón de mi esqueleto.
And I'm riding horseback on my death. I go along stuck to my death like a bird to the sky, like an arrow in the tree that grows, like the name on the letter I send. I go along stuck to my death. I go through life stuck to my death, leaning on the cane of my skeleton. There's so many beautiful quotes and passages in this book that one could, there's just real beauty in this. Or Huidobro, I believe this is Huidobro again. We are seeking something else, something else. We know how to place a kiss like a gaze, to plant gazes like trees, to cage trees like birds, to water birds like heliotropes, to play a heliotrope like a piece of music, to empty a piece of music like a sack, to behead a sack like a penguin, to cultivate penguins like vineyards, to take off the shoes off a ship like a king, to hang kings like dawns, to crucify dawns like prophets. And it goes on from there. Amazing. I think of the book Huidobro, and Kozer said this too. Huidobro is one that really stands out. And of course, Kozer has talked about Quevedo and Góngora. So mm-hmm. those are obviously really important foundations for anyone interested in Spanish literature.